A Stitch in Time, A Needlecraft Mystery by Monica Ferris, narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. John Retker regarded the bustle and noise in his church hall with pleasure, hope, and concern. He was short, with mild blue eyes and ears that stood out beneath a circle of white fluffy hair. He sat on a hard wooden chair, his offer to help gently but firmly refused, partly because he was the loved and respected rector of Trinity Episcopal Church, and partly because he was clumsy. Renovation would begin after the Christmas holidays. A columbarium would be added, something that had been talked about since before he became a rector over 10 years ago. The library would be expanded, the administrative offices reworked and redecorated, and the long hall between the old chapel and the new church upstairs would have a magnificent hammer-beam roof and a tile floor installed. But first, the church hall would be gutted and redone. The haphazard collection of small rooms that over the years had halved its size would be removed and a modern kitchen installed. The antique and dangerous wiring would be replaced, the plumbing updated, the walls and ceiling repaired and repainted, the floor refinished, and new furniture brought in. The only thing unchanged would be the big, functional fireplace. He turned from the volunteers for a moment to look at the fireplace. It had a native pink limestone surround, deeply carved with apple trees. The wealthy apple was first grown in Excelsior. Beside it was a magnificent fir tree 8 feet tall, the annual gift of a Christmas tree farmer. Still on it were a few construction paper ornaments made by poor families in the area.